and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our study of the book of Ephesians chapter 6, we've been looking at what Paul the Apostle has been trying to help us understand, that we do have defenses when it comes to being a Christian. We also have the ability to have the things that God wants to give us in order to charge. In other words, not only to be on the defense, but be on the offense. We are ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ. We are soldiers of the cross, according to the Scriptures. That is, those of us who have trusted Christ as our Savior. Well, God has given us so many things at our disposal in the Word of God, and we're going to read about the Word of God and how important it is. But He's given us so much that it can lift us up and help us to understand that we don't have to concern ourselves about being alone. Now, you may be alone right now physically, but you have the Holy Spirit of God with you constantly as a saved person. And we don't have to look to our own defense, in other words, our physical defenses. We need to look to the Lord as our defense when it comes to fighting the things that come into our lives as Christians, temptations, turmoil, anything that comes along, a sin that tries to creep in. We realize as we study the Word of God who our defense is and where our defense comes from. In the book of Psalms, chapter 7 and verse 10, it says, "My defense is of God, which saveth the upright." There's so many verses that tell us that God is our defense. Psalm 31 and verse 2, "Bow down thine ear to me, deliver me speedily, be thou my strong rock, for an house of defense to save me." Of course, we're saved by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But during this time that we're here and left on this earth, we need to have the knowledge and the faith of realizing that we have defense here. God is our defense. Notice in Psalm 59 and verse 9, "Because of His strength will I wait upon thee, for God is my defense." If we try to defend ourselves against the onslaughts of the devil, we're going to fail miserably. It's God who is our defense. He is the one who has given us what we need in order to be defended from the things that this world throws at us and the things the devil throws at us. Psalm 59:16, it says, "But I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble." I'm sure that, you know, we all have trouble. We need to turn those troubles over to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one who saved us, and He's the one who can help us. God is our defense. Psalm 59, verse 17. You see, on and on, the Bible tells us about our defense. Psalm 59, 17. "Unto thee, O my strength, well, I sing, for God is my defense, and the Lord, and the God of my mercy." God is all in all. But what we're looking at in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 is we are soldiers of the cross, and we need things from God. God is our real defense. Psalm 62 and verse 2, "He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved." In other words, I'm not going to get really excited about things coming my way that seems to be wanting to harm me. I'm going to depend upon the Lord. "I shall not be greatly moved. I'll not be worried so much that I start wringing my hands, biting my fingernails, or whatever. I'm going to depend upon the Lord. Psalm 62 and verse 6. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. Well, God has given us so many verses in His Word that encourages us. And that's what we all need. We all need to be encouraged as saved people. Psalm 89, verse 18, for the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. One more verse, Psalm 94 and verse 22. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. Someone may ask you sometime, how can you be so upbeat? How can you be happy? How can you look at the world around you and see everything that's going on? How can you just be so happy about things that's going on? Now, I don't mean that we have to be satisfied with what's going on. We don't have to worry about what's happening around us. Psalm 94, 22, but the Lord is my defense and my God is the rock of my refuge. He is the one. He's the one that takes care of us. He's the one who has given us eternal life. We've trusted Him for our eternal life. Why in the world can we not trust Him to take care of us through this life and be our defense? He is our defense. There is no doubt about it. Well, verse 17 of Ephesians chapter 6 says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Well, God has not left us alone here. He said He was going to send the Holy Spirit. He was going to send the Holy Spirit to be our comforter. He said when He comes, He's going to guide you into all truth. In other words, He's going to help you understand things, especially those things that are in the Word of God. I want to read that verse again, Ephesians 6, 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Notice here it says, and take the helmet. Well, the helmet for the soldier going into battle during Paul's time, it was a cap made of thick leather or brass. And it was sized, of course, to fit the head of the soldier who was going to wear it, and was usually crowned with a plume or a crest as an ornament. I don't know if I'd wanted one of those things on my head or not. That would have been something that the enemy could have shot at, I suppose. But notice that the helmet's use, we're told, was to guard the head from a blow by a sword or war club or battle axe. That verse says, and take the helmet, and goes on to say, of what? Of salvation. And that is of the hope of salvation that we also read of in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 8, where it says there, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. Now, that term there, be sober, does not mean that the person gets drunk and is a drunk or a drunkard. Be sober, that's not talking about. That means to be serious. That means to understand certain things. That means to be about the Lord's work. But notice here, in that verse, it talks about the hope of salvation, 1 Thessalonians 5, 8. Hope, in this verse, of Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 17, and also in 1 Thessalonians 5, 8, is that a well-founded hope of salvation. That is, the knowledge that protects us in the day of spiritual conflict. And it's going to guard us from the blows which an enemy could strike. The helmet defended the head, a vital part of the soldier. And so the hope of salvation will defend the soul and keep it from the blows of the enemy. The knowledge of salvation. You see, a soldier would not fight well without a hope of victory. A Christian could not contend with his foes without the hope of final salvation. It's coming. But we're sustained by this. What is the Christian to dread? We know the end game, as the saying is. We know who's going to win all the battles. We know that one day that we will be with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the hope of salvation. That means the knowledge of knowing that we're going to be with our Lord one day. And we're not going to go to the devil's hell, but we're going to go to God's heaven. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." Well, those verses, it says that it talks about a lively hope. And this lively hope means a hope that is alive. It's not something that's dead. Our hope, our confidence is in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is alive. He rose from the grave. He had conquered death, and so will we through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're going to be alive forevermore because we have eternal life, and it's because of Christ that we have that eternal life. We are kept. We are saved by the power of God. Realizing that we are kept saved is that helmet of salvation, knowing that we are and we have everything the Christian soldier needs. We as soldiers of the God are saved forever, knowing that we're on our way to heaven. We're saved forever. Now, knowing it doesn't make it so, but having it makes it so. We have salvation through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Notice, and take the helmet of salvation. It goes on to say, and the sword. Well, the sword was an essential part of the armor of an ancient soldier. His other weapons were the bow, the spear, or the battle axe. But without a sword, no soldier would have regarded himself as properly armed. The ancient sword was short and usually two-edged, and it resembled a dagger. Well, for the Christian, we do not depend on physical objects of warfare. As Christians, we are to take the helmet of salvation and what? The sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit is that which the Holy Spirit furnishes us. The Holy Spirit has revealed to us the truth that comes from God the Father. See, we are to take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. Well, what is that? What is the sword of the Spirit? The Bible goes on to say in that verse, which is the Word of God. The Word is what God has spoken. John 14:24, "He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the Word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me." John 15:3 goes on to say, "Now ye are clean through the Word which I have spoken unto you." Whose Word is it speaking of? It's God's Word. John 14:24 that we read. Well, the Word is His truth and His promises. Next time, we're going to continue on in Ephesians chapter 6, and I pray that you are reading your Bible. I pray that you've read through Ephesians. I pray that you're reading through your Bible on a regular basis, and I pray that you're studying a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I cannot study for you. You must do that on your own. It's up to you as a child of God to study the Word of God. Get into it and let God speak to your heart and lead and guide you.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.